Well, in the context of the game, I suppose it'll mean very little, you know. It'll be a proud moment, I suppose, for myself. But, you know, at the same time, we, you know, I'll have to do a job, and hopefully that'll be the main focus on the day. We have a job to do, and hopefully we can perform to the best of our ability, you know.
99 games under your belt for Donegal. What do you remember about the initial days?
A lot of ups and downs, you know. Hard time. I remember just getting into the team, you know. I was making appearances here and there in the league. But I just remember it being very, very hard to get onto the championship team, you know. It wasn't until the middle of, I think, 2005-2006 before I actually broke on to and started a championship game. So it was a long time waiting, had to be patient, and you know, the games came thick and fast from that, and I'm just delighted now to be supposed
when
to be reaching
it. Your first championship start then was against Down, and it was a memorable one. You scored that
it was
goal
Brian
against
McGaver, yeah. So that day went well, you know, and we had a good one over Down, you know, and that, I think, we went on a run to the Ulster final. Unfortunately, we were beat by Armagh that year. So we had a lot of experience, you know, and a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of final defeats, I suppose, by the hands of Armagh, you know. But I think that built a lot of character into this team, and, you know, and a lot of spirit, you know, because we learned to deal with a lot of disappointment. And, you know, thankfully last year we got a reward for a lot of hard work.
And you were county captain as well for a year, and I suppose that was a difficult year to be county captain. Roy, what was that like, you know, having the pressure of the captaincy at that time?
Well, you know, I didn't feel it really as any extra burden as such, you know. Things on the field definitely didn't go to plan. You know, we were beat by Antrim in the first game in Ballybofey, and I suppose that there was a lot of pressure from that then just heaped on, you know, because there was a lot of doom and gloom associated with it, you know, why you shouldn't be getting beat by Antrim. And there was a lot of pressure being built onto the team, and you know, we went on a bit of a run through the qualifiers, but we ended up with a heavy defeat against Cork then in Croke Park, you know. So it was one of these up and down seasons, you know. You get over one obstacle, and then unfortunately we took a tanking against Cork. But you know, you just have to get on with these things, and I suppose it builds a wee bit of character into you, and it makes you a wee bit stronger, you know.
That Cork game, till your last appearance at Croke Park last year, it was some journey to get from, I suppose, what was one of the lowest points of your Donegal career to one of the highest.
Well, definitely, you know, we came from nowhere last year, you know, and fair play to Jim and the rest of the boys that came in, you know. They really instilled that work ethic into the team, and, you know, we brought that forward, you know, and every man wanted to play for the jersey. And you know, I think we restored a wee bit of pride in Donegal football, even though we took a lot of criticism last year. But listen, we won't pay too much attention to that. We'll just get on with things, you know. And then thankfully we've a medal to show for it anyway, and we were unfortunate against Dublin in the semi-final up until the last 10 minutes.
On a personal level, how frustrating was it last year that you just really couldn't seem to steer clear of injury at those key times of the year?
Well, it was frustrating because, you know, we had to sit out a lot of training sessions, you know, and you were just playing a game at the weekend, you know, and you want to be training, you know, you want to be in amongst it, in the thick of the action, you know. So when you're sitting on the sidelines, it's not ideal preparation, you know. And you know, hopefully this year, you know, it's been good, you know, and they've stayed relatively injury free, so hopefully it can continue.
And the Ulster final, you were taken off in the Ulster final. What was that like, coming off and having to watch the second half?
It wasn't good, you know. It wasn't good because you know, at the stage in the first half, it was fairly level pegging, you know. And it remained up and tuck until Michael, I suppose, got the penalty in the second half. But, you know, we could sense that things were going to go our way, and you could just sense that we weren't going to be beat. And, you know, you could enjoy the last few minutes knowing that the game was in the bag, you know. But up until that point, it wasn't easy viewing, you know.
And, like, are you personally now back with maybe feeling that you missed something last year? You know, are you back to...
Well, that's it. You always, you know, when you don't finish out a game like that, and you always feel there's a sense there of unfinished business, and you want to get back. And because at the end of the day, you want to be on the field, and you want to feel like you've contributed to the best of your ability. And I suppose it didn't feel like that there last year, you know. And so that'll be something that hopefully we'll put right this year, you know.